Good morning.
Last week we began discussion of the Binyan Tzion, organ harvesting. And to briefly recap, the Gemara in Bava Kamma describes David HaMelech had a Shiloh. And there are a number of pshatim in what his question was, but one of the pshatim was, when they were fighting with the Pelishtim, they were hiding in the crops that belonged to a Yid. And the question was, does he have the right to burn the crops, the Jewish crops, in order to save himself? The answer that he received was, but in general, it was no. Your person cannot be matal atzmai b'mamon chaveray, but you are a melech can do what he wants, and therefore you can, it's motor for you to do it. Nevertheless, it actually says David HaMelech was not tzaymach on this heter, and was not makel for himself, because even though he was a melech. So as we began discussing, there's a machlokes rishonim how to learn this Gemara. Rashi and the Medayik from the Iri and some of the Medayik from the Ravid as well learn the Gemara kipshutei. And the question is, if your life is in danger, and the only way to save yourself is by stealing being mazik mama in chaverei, David HaMelech's question was, is it mutter? The Gemara's response was no. Unless you happen to be the king, you cannot be matzal atzmai b'mamon chaveri. Now this is a pella. We know there are only gimel dvarim there are doiche pikuach nefesh, avodah zarah, gilui arayis, and shlichus dam. So what is pshat in this gemara? So we pointed out that the shittim levetzis and ksubis and daf chaf brings down a brisa. That said, after going through the Gimel Dvarim, that a person is Yarg Val Yavar, the Braisa adds, Rav Meir Oymer Af Gezel. There's a fourth Isser, which is Yarg Val Yavar, and that is Gezel. The Yushami as well, the Yushami in the Sugya of Yarg Val Yavar at the end of Shabbos, also says that if a Goy comes and says, either go be Goyzel from someone or I'll kill you, Yarg Val Yavar. You cannot be over the Isser of Gezel. So it seems like we have a new Shitas Rishonim and in Gemara, according to Yushalmi, that Gezel is Yehareg Val Yavar. This was the Shita of Rashi, at least Kipshutai. Taisus, on the other hand, argues, and Taisus says the question is not whether you're allowed to save yourself. Taisus presumed, as a davar pashut, if your life is in danger, you do it first, you'll ask questions later. The issue was, after you save yourself, after you burn all the wheat, you do your gzela, you do your hezek, in order to save yourself, do you have to pay or not? Or can you say, I didn't do it out of malicious, it wasn't just not burning down your crops, I did it because I had to save my life, it was pikuach nefesh, and since it was mutter for me to do it, I don't have to pay you, I don't have to reimburse you for your hefsed. That was David HaMelech's shaila. And on that, the Gemara said, you're chayev, that although you certainly can save yourself, but you have to pay the bill afterwards. Mm-hmm. No, but the tzad was, because it's pikuach nefesh, because you have it's mutter to do it over here, because it's pikuach nefesh, there's no chayev. You're mazik, but why does a mazik have to pay? Because the Torah says it's a chayev to pay. But in a case where there's no iser mazik, and in a case where they tell you this is what you're supposed to be doing, mechitesi, you have to pay. Wait a second. An oin is gomer, according to most Rishonim, is pater. So even by an oin is kain aveda, Taisus says you're going to be pater. Sorry, oin is kain geneva, Taisus says that you're going to be pater. By an oin is gomer, according to Kamat, everyone, you're pater. Because he laid down there. If it's an oynes gomer, you're potter. Again, la halacha, if it's an oynes gomer, you're potter. Now, this is an oynes gomer, right? Now, that's a kasha. If you hold oynes gomer, why is this difference? The answer is, the difference between oynes gomer normally means that it was beyond your control, someone pushes you into it. Or it's something which a person sleeping, he has no control over his actions. Here, you have perfect control over your actions. You made a conscious decision that because your life is on the line, you're going to do it. So it's an oynes in the sense of oynes rachmanapatre, and therefore there's a havamina the same way there's no oynish. Therefore there's no tashlumen, Kamash Malan, that was David Amel Shaila. The Gemara says that no, even when a person is an Oynes, if he's Mazik Biadayim, he cannot be Matzal Atzmai Mamamun Chaveroi unless he does it with the intention to pay and to compensate the person for the loss. So be that as it may, according to Taisvis and Halacha, this is Taisvis is who we paskin like, that it's certainly a person can be matzal atzmai mamun chaveroi. The Bavli has no such shita that gezel is doicha nefashos. But even though you're allowed to do it, at the end you have to pay the bill. What? Saving someone else is actually better. If there's a roidif, if you are looking out the window and you see someone chasing after someone with an axe, you jump into your car, you chase. So the halacha over there is that if you're mazig while you're trying to save the person, you're potter, misham tikkun olam. Because if not, no one would go ahead and be matzel people. This is a very important psak. There's no takana. Because when your life is on the line and I'm chasing after, so if I knew I'd have to pay the bill if I'm mazig, I may hesitate. On the other hand, if they're coming after me with the axe, whether or not I'm going to have to pay for the hezek or not, I'm still going to do whatever I can to save my life. So there, in that case, there's no. Now, there's a fascinating shaila. What happens if the guy with the axe is coming after you and your wife? And your friend? So if you're matzel yourself, so do you have a takana that, hey, you're going after my chaver? So therefore, we have a takana, therefore I'm potter. Or you say, no, since your life was also at risk, therefore we don't need a takana, and they are going to be chayiv. This seems to be a machlokes nesivos and minchas pitim, but that's a little bit off the... Okay, so we have machlokes Rashi and Taisis. Rashi says that you cannot be matzal atzmai mechaveroi. Taisis says you certainly could, you just have to pay the bill afterwards. The Binyan Siyan brings down this machlokes, negeah halacha l'maisa. The discussion that he had, or the shaila that was in front of him, was there was a patient that was deathly ill. He needed, we'll call it an organ transplant. It wasn't an organ transplant. The doctors needed to take out an aver and to figure some things out. And it was clear if they would go ahead, they would cut up this mace and do whatever they needed to do with the mace, they'd be able to save the other patient's life. And the question is, can you harvest someone's organs in order for pikuach nefesh, to save a life? Okay. That's. Now, like this. One hakdama is, the Binyan Siyan, and it's based on a Noida B'Yehuda, says that everyone agrees that the discussion here is, there's a patient in front of us, he's sick, we need this information, or we need this organ to save his life. There we can start the discussion of whether you're being matzat mamachaveiro, mutter, usser, and we have the whole tshuva. On the other hand, to make a theoretical argument that if we cut up this mace, we will advance medical science. If we advance medical science, we may find a cure for this disease, and if we find the cure for this disease, we will then be able to save people's lives. That is too far removed. That doesn't have a din of pikuach nefesh today. No one is going to say any researcher can be Mechal Shabbos because of Pikuach Nefesh, because as he researches, he will come, Mirtz Hashem, find a cure and save people's life in the future. The discussion here is there's someone who's in danger today. He's on the operating table. If we go ahead, we take this organ from the mace, we will be able to save his life. So Zakta Binyan Siyan like this. Binyan Siyan says that here we have a mace. We want to take this organ, or we want to cut up the mace and either and take something from him and be mavaza him. Zakta Binyan Siyan, loyim iboy, according to Rashi, that holds you cannot be matzal atzmai mamon chaveroi, that if your life is in danger, you cannot go ahead and steal from one person in order to be matzal yourself. He said, certainly, taking away an organ, which he says is precisely, you're taking away an organ, but even without that, nivul hameis, the bezayin or the pagam, he says, is worse than stealing. He says it would certainly be usur even when there's pikuach and nefesh involved. Dr. Minyan Siyan, but now this is true not only according to Rashi, he says, but over here, everyone would agree. Because in the Daik Taisvis, Taisvis learns that the issue is, what was the psak din? You can be matzal atzmoi as long as you steal with the intention of paying back. The Binyan Siyan learns Taisvis very literally. The reason why it's mutter to steal to save your life is because it's only a temporary action. You're stealing, your plan is to pay it back. However, Zok the Binyan, if you're going to steal in a way where you'll never be able to pay it back, Zok the Binyan, even Tosfos, he says, all the Rishonim agree, it would be usur to steal, even to save a person's life. Yeah, so what the Binyan says that the nivul or the bezoyin of the mace, he says, is the kal v'chomer. He says, if you can't take away his money, you certainly can't make a bezoyin. Now, bezoyin doesn't mean in this case that he's embarrassed, but it's the pagam that he has, and therefore he says it's a kal shkein. Oh, so you want to know why don't we have the takana? That's a good kasha. In other words, if you hold it, if it's a roidif and a nirduf, so madach, if I can be mazik someone else's kalim to save his life, l'chayru, the doctor should have this taina. It's a good taina. That's a good taina. What? No, you don't need it. But the point is not a roidif. The point over there, we're not talking about being mazik the roidif's kalim. If there's an axe murderer chasing after Yankel, and I can, for me to go ahead and to save Yankel, I have to be mazik a third party, I'm allowed to do that. Or, truth is, over there it doesn't say it's mutter. Over there it says if I do it, I'm potter. So the question here is whether you can do a l'chadchila. So it could be the Binyan Tzion holds that it's also l'chadchila, but you do not have to do it b'kavana, but if on your way, you know, as you jump into the car, you're on a tzalukua, you're zipping by as quickly as you can, and you knock off someone's mirror. So it may, according to Rashi, it might be also l'chadchila to knock off the mirror to even to save someone's life. But after the fact, we certainly have a takana that you don't have to pay. Perhaps, but I hear, the kasha is a better kasha than the teretz. Oh, so the Binyan Tzion is mashma that if he was moichel, he has the whole. He says if he's moichel, it would work. And if you sign, in theory, if you sign an organ card that you're maskim to get these bezyonos, the Binyan Tzion is mashma will be mutter. The Maram Shik says nothing doing. He says a person doesn't own his guf. Certainly after he's dead, the din of nivul ha-mace is not because of what you're doing to the mace. It's because of the yisur. And the Maram Shik says that mechila would not help, but the Binyan Tzion himself implies that Mechila would. Okay, a live person would be. I don't know if you have the same pagam. It's not. You may not own your mominus in the sense that you can't be choyvo ba'atzma if there's a risk. If there's a sakano, you now have to weigh the halachos of being machnis into a suffix sakano in order to make a vadei atzala. But it's a different sugya. But as far as the fact that you're taking away from him, that's, you know, mechayim. That's not an issue. Okay, good. So we'll get to the Rashba has a somewhat similar svara. We'll get to that. It's a good point. So Binyan Tzion's point is in taking this organ shayla, he compares it to this halacha. He says according to Rashi, where there's an Isra Hatzat Mam Chaveroi, it would certainly be Yasser. According to Tosfos, he says since there's no way to pay it back, he says even Tosfos would agree that it would be Yasser. Then he adds another argument, which is, I think, what you were alluding to. He says, what's the pshat in Tosfos that you're allowed to steal to save a life? What's Akad the pshat? He says, the reason why you have a problem. Your life is in danger. So we understand, Kol HaTorah Kula is going to be, but what gives you the right to go ahead and hurt someone else or take away from someone else for your own benefit? Zok the Binyan Tzion, a very simple cheshbon, and the Truvus HaRashba really says this before him. He says, because let's say that person was here. Let's take the case of David HaMelech, the Plishtim. They're Plishtim hiding out in this person's crops, and they're busy, there are snipers there, they're busy shooting at you. If the owner of the crop was there, and you turned to him and said, listen, I have a problem, these people are shooting, people are going to die. Please go ahead and burn your crops in order to save us. Now, if the owner is there, we all know there's an Isra of Lissam and Adam Reacha. If someone's life is in danger, you can't sit by idly. You have to go ahead and you have to try to save his life. Now, what happens if, by acting, it will cost you money? Now, do you have the potential to save someone's life? But you have to get in your car. Gas costs money. Can you say no? L'samadamiach means I have to, if it's here, I'll help you out. But who says I have to spend money to help you? About that not. The halacha is, it's a law of l'samadamiach. And even b'mokim hefsid, some say you have to give up all of your money in order to save a person's life. So Zok the Rashba, and in this case, it's true. The victim is not supposed to be stealing, perhaps even to save his life. But over here, the person whose money it is, he himself has a chiyuv to give that money to the cause. He has the chiyuv to give up his money to save your life. So if he has the chiyuv to give up his money to save your life, so when the victim, the only way to save his life is to burn down the crops, so what's the problem? He's taking away, or he's taking something which the owner himself was mechuyev to do anyway. What? He's mechuyev to. If Bezdin was here, Bezdin would tell him, you have a chiyuv l'sam adam reyacha, we're going to be koyf for you to go ahead and do this, even though it will cost you money to save this yid's life. So now, whether Bezdin's here or not, if this person's crops are here, and that the owner has a chiyuv of l'sam adam reyacha, so the victim himself can go ahead, can burn down the crops in order to save his life.
What about if he's a goy? It's still us directing the bill, but if the guy doesn't pay, he doesn't have
to. I agree with you. But in other words, when the person has money and something needs to be done, you're probably a yoyrid, and you can send him a bill afterwards. But in a case where, even in a case where he won't pay, in a chanami, you still have a chiyuv of l'sam adam reyacha. So the Rashba says this pshat, the Rashba says this to explain Tosfos, that the reason why you're allowed to steal or be mazik to save yourself is that the owner himself has the chiyuv to do so as well. In our case, we're talking about harvesting an organ from someone who's dead. Does a dead person have a chiyuv l'sam adam reyacha? No. He's a meisus chavshim min hamitzvos. He has no chiyuv anymore. Therefore, Zok de Binyan seeing this cheshbon won't apply since he's no longer mitzvah in l'sam adam reyacha, and therefore he says it would be usur to take away the organ. Now it would come out a peladika chiddush. It would come out if you have this patient whose life is in danger. You have one person who you have a cadaver that died. You want to take away his kidney. You have next to him a live patient who has an extra kidney. And again, if we have a case where there's no sakana in taking that out, it would come out, according to the Binyan Sin, it is easier to take it away from the chai, who has himself a chiyuv of l'sam adam reyacha, than taking it away from the meis. Now again, in halach l'maisa, taking away kidney is, there are risks, and I'm not saying go ahead and do this, but according to the Binyan Sin, the issue is whether the donor or is mechuyev in mitzvahs or not, and since a meis is not mechuyev in mitzvahs, the Binyan Sin says there's no chiyuv of l'sam adam reyacha. Now, taking this concept one step further, there's a fascinating, it seems to be a machlokes, but the Ravid seems to make a tremendous chiddush, a chiluk in l'sam adam reyacha. He says like this: if you're standing by, you have a car, you're standing there, someone's life is in danger, the only way to save him is someone has to take that car and go ahead and drive and save him. Since you're here, you have a chiyuv l'sam adam reyacha. You really should be doing it. If someone else goes ahead and needs to take your item, be mazik you, steal from you in order to save a life, since you also have a chiyuv l'sam adam reyacha, he's allowed to do that. What happens, on the other hand, if the owner is not here? Now, go back to the case of David HaMelech. There are crops over here. The only way to safeguard everyone's life is to burn down the crops, be mazik the owner. If the owner was here, what would we tell him? Burn it yourself. You have a chiyuv to be matzil other people, l'sam adam reyacha, go ahead and do it. What happens if a person is not here? Can you say, since if he was here, he's mechuyev l'sam adam reyacha, since if he was here, his obligation would be to go ahead and to destroy it, therefore, he's mitzvah b'kach, and we have a chiyuv to do so? Or do we say no? When he's here, good. When he's not here, right now, is he being mevatel adin l'sam adam reyacha? No, he's 5,000 miles away. There's nothing he can do to save the person's life. And since today there's no chiyuv l'sam adam reyacha, so the Ravid is mashma, in such a case, you can't take his money. It's only when he has a chiyuv l'sam adam, if he's standing us in front of us and he doesn't want to give up his money, so we'll be koyf him, because we're koyfing on the mitzvahs. But if he's not here, that means he has no obligation to do anything today. He doesn't know about this. He's sleeping 12,000 miles away. The Ravid seems to hold there's no heter to go ahead and to take his money. Again, others seem to argue and say that it doesn't make a difference whether he's here, since if he was here, he'd be mechuyev, then even now you can go ahead and take it. That seems to be a machlokes.
I'm missing something. There's a principle: you can't kill somebody else to save your life, because who says you're done with going out.
Right.
Another said, who says his object is going to use it? So it's only not anything else. You could say it's only
that is a machlokes. That is the machlokes. According to Rashi, at least the Parshat Shad in Rashi, and what the Yerushalmi seems to say, is that you cannot steal someone else's money to save a life.
So what is it that part of
it's not a No. The Gemara says, "My chos is dama didach sumuk tvei." It's a svara, right? The Bavli certainly doesn't. It depends too. But this is a shita. This is not lukuliyam. This is we pointed out. This might be a shita of Meir. It might be the shita of the Yerushalmi. This is definitely not muskim lakal. So this is the Binyan Siyan's approach to this issue. Now, as you can well imagine, this is not without controversy. And many Achroinim take very strong objection to the Binyan Siyan for a number of reasons. The first, the Maram Sheikh has an interesting svara. He says, why is it that Gezel is doiche pikuach nefesh? So he says that the Gemara says that kal goizlos chaveir kiul noitlos es nishmasa. When you steal from him, it's like you're killing him. It's therefore, he says, it's abuzrayu deshvichas damim. Even though you're not mamash aroitzeach when you steal a dime, but since it is compared to shvichas damim, therefore the same way shvichas damim, there's no din of it is not doiche pikuach nefesh. You can't kill someone to save your own life. Therefore, stealing, which is daima, which is kiilu neitelus nishmasai, has the same problem. Zaktam Ramshek, if that's the reason why you can't steal from someone to save your life, that's only true. What's the problem? Because by stealing, it's like you're murdering the person. Binyan Siyan's case is, the guy's dead. We're talking about taking an organ from someone who's no longer alive. Now, even if stealing a pruta from someone who's alive is kilu noitel nishmasai, when he no longer has an neshama, you certainly can't say you're over an iser ritzicha, or even abizrayu de ritzicha. And therefore, the Binyan Siyan says, even according to the yeshitas, once it's a mace, it can't be done to what? Maramshik, yes. Maramshik says that in this case, it certainly would be matzur l'kuliyama. Now, the second objection, and this is, I think, more widespread, is that Taisus, it's true. Taisus does say, learns the Gemara. The question is, can I steal in order to save my life? Do I have to pay or not? And the psak was, when you take it, you have to take it with the intention of paying. Binyan Siyan learns this very literally. That in a case where you won't be able to repay, Taisus holds that it's awesome. Most Achroinim and Poiskim argue. They say all the Gemara means is that you can't, when you take it, you have to be prepared to pay the bill later on, to compensate him for the hefsid. But if you have an Ani whose life is in danger, and he knows good and well, his life is in danger, he's dying, the only way to save himself is to break into the pharmacy, steal the medication. Now in that case, even though he knows good and well, he will never be able to afford to repay the nigzal. Still, according to Taisus, they learn that if it's a question of pikuach nefesh, it is mut to be matzal atam imam chaveiroi. If you ever win the lottery, if you ever get the money, you will repay. But even if you won't be able to, they learn that gezel is never doiche pikuach nefesh. So Im Kain, even though the Binyan Siyan's point makes the point that you can never repay the mace for what you're taken away from him. So that's true. But nevertheless, it's still only an Isser Gezel or an Isser Mazik or Nivel, whatever it may be. And therefore, most places can hold that it is not Oyim Lefnei Pikuach Nefesh, and it is Mutter to be Matzal Atzmei Mam Chaveiroi, even if you won't be able to pay back at the end. Now lastly, the Gros Moshe takes issue with this whole Hanacha. He says it is impossible to learn up Shitas Rashi that a person has to lose his life to avoid an Isser of Gezelo or Mazik. He is Doicha Rashi. And if you look at different cases, you know, we mentioned the Shittim Uvetz is in Ksubis. If you look over there in the Cheshman of Sugi, that's also Shalaki Hilchasa. The Yushalmi that says that a person, if it's Yarg Val Yavar, not to rob someone. So if you look at the Karvan Eda learns, the case is where you're being forced to be Goyzel, to mug someone. So the Karvan Eda says the reason why that's Aser and it's Yarg Val Yavar is that if you go over to someone and you try mugging him, in other words, you're stealing from him in front of him, so that is doyim to above a machteres. People do not take kindly to being robbed, and therefore the assumption or the chazaka is he will try to defend himself. At that point, there will be a fight, and someone's life will be in danger, and therefore it is doyim to it's creating a situation of sakonos nefashos. So therefore, the Karban Eda learns the Yerushalmi that if you can steal money where the owner's not there, where there's no danger to anyone's life, the Yerushalmi holds as a davar pasha, you have a chiyuv, you do that, because it's not, gezel is not oyim b'fnei pikuach nefesh. It's only when you're stealing in a way that will cause a sakana to yourself and to the victim, so there you can't put him in the suffix sakana in order to save your life. But if it's just a question of dollars and cents, there the Karban Eda learns the Yerushalmi would agree that certainly it's mutter to do so, and the Isser Gezel cannot cause someone to be Meister Nefesh. So Igris Moshe makes a beautiful point. He says, what was the end of the Gemara? The Gemara says that even though it's also to be Matzlat Mamachavera, you're the Melech, you can do it. But then it says, Voyava David, that David didn't want to, he was Mach. Frek the Igris Moshe, I don't understand. If it's a question of money, so David HaMelech was a chassid, he was machmir. But if you're telling me that it's a sakana is nefashos, not just for David, but for the people who were fighting the Mochama, how in the world does it make sense to say that David was machmir on something in order to save the person a few dollars that Apidin was mutter, and for that he put someone's life in danger? Zavdei Rosh Moshe doesn't make sense. You can't learn the Gemara Kipshutai, and he says it means there was no real sakana. It's just some potential, theoretically it was easier, it was a better way to wage the war, but he said there was no real sakana. If there was a sakana, the Shiloh wouldn't have started, and there's no any. And his proof is, because otherwise it doesn't make sense, that David was machmer at the end of the day. But this is really one of the halachas we learn from the Gemara. There's another halacha which is much more negeh l'maisa. And that is, the Gemara's other pshat is that David HaMelech's shaila had nothing to do with nefashos. David HaMelech's shaila was, there were piles of grain, of crops, there were adoshim, there were sa'irim, and David HaMelech wanted to do a swap. For some reason, he needed the sa'irim that belonged to the yidden. He wanted to know, can I take this sa'irim today, and I will pay it back with the adoshim, with a more valuable crop that I'm going to soon get from the Plishtim, because then the war was ending. So according to this second lashon of the Gemara, the question is, are you allowed to take something from someone in order to swap it and give him something better in exchange? He's benefiting from it. That was David HaMelech's shaila. And on that, the answer that he got back was that no, you have no right to do that. Even though you will pay it back at the end, you're still a Rasha. And there would be Aser, except you're a Melech, and a Melech can do what he wants. Now this is consistent with what we've learned last week. We learned that L'Signev Amanas L'Meikad and L'Signev Amanas L'Shalim, that Amanas L'Shalim, the Gemara says, is a person stole, but he stole because he really wanted to give money to the victim. The victim didn't want to take the present, so he figured, I'll steal from him, I'll get caught, I'll be chayiv to pay kefil. And this way, everyone will be happy. The victim will end up with kef, will end up with twice as much as he has today. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, that's aser. And according to most places, it's an issur d'oraisa. So you see, if you're stealing from someone, even though ultimately, or your intention is to pay back not just what you stole, but you're paying back better things, still it's an issur of gzeila, and it's going to be aser. Now, although this seems to be a very simple halacha, the Rosh over there qualifies this. And the Rosh is disturbed by a very basic question. We mentioned last week, Zachon Ladim Shalai Bafanov, that you can be, if you you can engage in a transaction, one of the examples is, you're watching someone's chametz, it's coming time close to the Zman, if you don't sell the chametz, it'll all be Asur Bahana, you're allowed to sell it because it's a schos for him. Right, the Rosh, if this person has So'irim, and you're going to give him adoshim, you're willing to take his crop and swap it for something of greater value, that's a schos. If it's a schos, why? What's wrong with it? It should be a mitzvah to do it. Why is the Gemara saying that it's aser? So Zog the Rosh, it depends on the case. He says, Enechnami, if someone has an item and you want to swap it with a more expensive item, that you're going to do the swap at the same time. You know, you have the item there, it's in front of you, and some add you're going to make a kinyan, you'll be zochet, you're going to make a kinyan for him, you'll be mezaka yidei acher, it'll become his. Zochet the Rosh, nothing wrong with that. The guy's benefiting. It's better. He'd rather have the more expensive item than the cheaper item. David HaMelech's shaila was because he wasn't doing a swap right away. He said, I'm going to take this item today that I need. When I win the war, I'll come back, I'll give you adoshim, I'll pay you back with the better stuff. In that case, where you're not doing the swap simultaneously, you're going to pay it back later, that's not a zachin. Zachin la'adam is when it's good for him, when he gets it right away, it's an immediate exchange, that's kedai for him. But to take it today on credit, and you know what, when I win the lottery, I'll pay you back something better, there the Rosh says, that case, is that is why that Gemara was aser. But if it's clearly a schus, the Rosh says you can do the swap. Okay, so anyway, so while the Gemara says clearly you cannot swap one item for a better item, the Rosh says it depends. If the item isn't here and you make a kinyan on it, you do mezaka yidei acher, which can be a little bit complicated because you can't do the kinyan yourself, you need someone else to do the kinyan for you. There the Rosh says that is for his benefit and there will be mutter. Now the Taz and the Marshal both are troubled by this Rosh. There's a famous klal of Reitz Adam Kav Shaloi Mitisha Kav Mishal Chaveri. People like their own thing. So it's very nice, you walk into someone's house and there's a loaf of bread made out of wheat and you say, you know what, I'm going to take the loaf of bread, I'm going to give you a loaf made out of spelt, which is more expensive. But who says that's what he wants? And as the general klal is, that Reitz Adam Kav Shaloi. So Enochanami, what comes out is, this halacha applies only which something which is oymed lemechira. Now, to go into someone's house and take away a cheap cookie and say, I'm going to pay back with a more expensive cookie, is not going to work, because maybe he likes these cookies better. It's only when it's a store where it's oymed lemechira. All the owner cares about is what he'll be able to sell, what has greater value, what's easier to sell. So then, taking away the item and replacing it with a better item, which will be easier to sell, you'll make more money. There, it's a schos according to the Rosh, and there you can do it as long as it's an immediate swap. However, if it's for personal use, you can't take these liberties of assuming that it's better for him, and it would be usur even if what you're giving is something which is more expensive, and most people would consider it better. Now, a related question that comes up is what happens if you walk into a store? You're looking grocery, whatever it is, you're looking to buy. The owner happened to have stepped out. Do you have the right to just take something off the shelf and leave money and walk out? On one hand, you're paying for it. On the other hand, he never gave you rishus. He never gave you permission to go ahead and take it. So this, l'chayr, would depend on our shiloh. What you're doing is you're doing a swap. Now, for a store owner, what would he rather have, merchandise or its value, or the sticker price? So certainly he would rather have, he's in business to make sales. So if you're going ahead and you're paying and you're leaving the money, so according to the Rosh, it comes out, since it's something which is oymed lemechira, you are giving him the money, you're putting it in his cash register, it's in his chatzar, he'll have a kinyan in it right away. So even though it's shloim bidaitoi, even though he's not here, since it is clearly a schus for him, in this case it would be mutter. There is the Kol Yohu has a fascinating case. A person walked into a bakery, and there was a girl there, and he was talking to her. So while he's talking to her, he reached over the counter, took a cookie, handed it to her, and said, "Hareyat mekudesh esli." He was kind of sure with the cookie. So she takes the cookie. I don't know, she's holding it. And then, so the fellow, after she accepted it, yeah, he was all happy. He then went, turned to the bakery, and handed them money to pay for the cookie that he just took. When the young lady saw him paying for it, she took it and she threw it down. So now they had a problem. He said, "I was mekadesh you. You accepted it. There were edim there. And it's true afterwards you threw away the cookie, that means you changed your mind. But Kedushin's a Kedushin, and we're married." She said, "No. What happened is, I saw you reach and take the cookie, I saw you didn't pay for it. So you were handing me someone else's cookie. You mekadesh me with something that you didn't own. So I accepted it. What's the big deal? It's not a Kedushin. You can't be mekadesh with someone else's thing. There's no yish and shinir rishos. The moment I saw you paying for it, that's why I threw it down. I didn't change my mind. In Meikara, I would never had any intention of becoming Mekudesh Estir. Mahadin. So this really depends on our rush. Because what happened? The person, you took an item without getting rishos. You didn't say anything to the person. You just took it. Now, when you take something, that's gezel. You can't be the kayish with gezel without yish. The problem over here, the question over here is something which is oymed lemechira. So if you take something with the intention of paying, if it's oymed lemechira, the rush says that it works. But wait a second. The rush's case is, he says, that if it's, you can do a swap. That means I can take your barley and pay you back immediately, swap it with something that has more value. An immediate exchange. What happens in this case where I took the cookie, but I didn't give you the money right away? So does the Rosh's halacha apply? There it's a schus, and therefore the cookie is his, and she was mekudeshes with this cookie. Oh, so Zog the Kol Yo, a very interesting question, like this. The Machan Ephraim says in this case, he says when you have merchandise, he said the din of swapping is when you want to swap one merchandise for another, it has to be immediate. When you're buying something, many people buy on credit. So as long as you buy it with the intention of paying, the Machan Ephraim says that's a schus, and he says it would work. The Kol Yo argues, and he says it depends on the case. He says, if you walk into a store, you clear out the merchandise, yeah, I'm going to pay him. And you walk out. He says, clearly it's not a schus. Because to go ahead and to have to chase after the person, and when he buys it on credit, you will get paid, you won't get paid, that's not a schus, that's straight out gezel. However, he says, if you're standing in the store in front of the person, you pick it up. If you pick it up al menas to be kind of it, with the intention of then pulling out your wallet and paying for it, Zog HaKol Yo, in that case, everyone agrees it's a schus. That is a normal way of doing business. So if it's oymed lemechira, and in front of the owner, you pick it up with the intention of paying immediately, not I'll come in a month from now. But you pick it up with the intention of paying immediately, he says it's a kingin. Now, if you don't pay, it'll be batel. But when you're in a store, in front of the owner, you pick it up to take it. He sees, he doesn't make a macha. And then you pick it up, and then you take the money out of your wallet. The moment you pick it up, you'll be zeichin it. And therefore, in this case, the Kol Yo says, she's mekudeshes. Because since the store owner was there, he took it and he picked it up with the intent to pay, then she's mekudeshes. Now, in case this sounds strange, think about it for a moment, the flip side. What happens if you're in the store, you pick up, you ask the fellow for a Danish, he hands it to you, you take it. Before you pay for it, someone else comes. Who's hungry? Then no other Danish is left. So he goes ahead, he grabs it out of your hand. Does he have the right to do so? Whose Danish is it? So Kol Yo is saying, when you're in a store and in front of the owner, you pick it up with the intention to pay immediately, even though you haven't paid yet, there was no Leich Hazeku Kni, the owner didn't say, go take it. There's no, but he says, since it's a schus for him, he's here to do business, here to sell things, and you picked it up with the intention of buying it and paying for it right away, Kol Yo says the kin takes place immediately, and therefore in this case, she's Mekudeshes. Now, I don't know how happy of a marriage this is going to be, but she would need a get. What? She's not Neman. You're like this. She's saying today that I wouldn't have accepted it. And her proof is, when I saw you paying, I threw it out of my hand. That's what she's saying. But all we see is, he said, Hareyat Mekudeshes. He handed her something that belonged to him. She accepted it. And a minute later, she threw it down. So it may be a mistake, it may not, but that's the Dvarim Shebelev. What we see is, what Bezdin deals with is the fact that she accepted something that the Kedushin, it belonged to him, so she's Mekudeshes.
If the second person grabbed it away, who has to pay the owners? Could the first person say, this person grabbed it, yeah, I don't have to pay, just have a price, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, if he made the Kenyan already, and it's his, so the same way if he walked out of the store and someone mugged him, that's his problem. So over here as well, if he picked it up, al das to pay, and he has it's kanei to him, so now if someone came and stole it, it's his problem. Now, the person who grabbed the Danish, if he paid the owner for it, so now you have a shvud d'rav nasan, you get them, you know, it'll be a wash. But in theory, if someone comes in, grabs it, and runs out, then it would be your problem. And for that matter, if you pick it up to pay for it, and your das, and someone goes ahead and you know, someone else is coming and running down the aisle and knocks it out of your hand, in theory, it's your hefset. Now again, person sitting in a grocery store, you have to know whether he has das kinyan. It's not every case will be the same, but in the Kol Yo's case, the person took it. He clearly took it for himself because he wanted to be mekadesh nisha with it. I don't know that everything you put in a shopping cart, you have das to be kinyan right then and there. Like if you did, you wouldn't be able to change your mind. So that's why don't get too excited about extending this. But at least in a case where he wanted it, where it's a schus, the other Kol Yo says the kinyan would happen right away. Okay, just want to end one brief halacha. This whole discussion is about swapping for better things. What happens if you want to swap for an identical item? So here, interestingly enough, the Beis Ephraim says that would work l'kulayama. Because the whole discussion about a better thing is that it might be better, but it's different. And therefore, you always have this chashash, maybe this person wants bedafka this and not something else. On the other hand, when it's identical and there's no mokum for a kpeda, there, the Beis Ephraim says everyone would agree you can swap it. So, Lamashal, if you want to swap $1 bill for the next, where there's no kpeda, nobody cares about it, according to the Beis Ephraim, that would be fine. What? Whenever there's roitz al mekav shalom, you cannot say. The Beis Ephraim says, in a case of money or something like that, you don't have roitz al mekav shalom. The Nachlas Sfin Sfin Reish Tzadi Beis takes issue with this and therefore limits the Beis Ephraim because of this problem. But in a case where there's no kpeda, and therefore just to end off with one case, there was a story where a person he saw that his son's is struggling financially. His hat was all smashed up and getting older and older. The kid one day decides as a chesed, he went ahead, took his son's old smashed up hat and replaced it with a brand new borsalino. Is that mutter or not? Now, the chayr, what comes out is that you're being goyzel, you're swapping one thing for something better. The Rosh says that it's mutter. However, the Rosh says that it's mutter only there are a few conditions. First of all, it has to be an immediate swap. You can't take the hat now, go to the hat store and get the right size, because taking it right now is a gezel. You're not going to pay back later until you have to make it to the hat store, you have to buy it, and maybe you'll change your mind. The Rosh is not mutter in that case. There has to be an immediate swap. Even when it's an immediate swap, there's the issue of the Rosh is only mako when it's ayman l'mechira, where person, it's definitely a benefit to get the newer one. However, if it's for his private use, where he perhaps has some sort of sentimental attachment to the old one, there the Rosh would not be mako on the Isser Gezel. Yesh Ladon, in a case where, even if it's for private use, it's Yeduan, it's clearly understood, the person has no attachment to the hat, he just can't afford a newer one, so then it could be, if there is such an umdana that it's clearly a schos, then it would be mutter even according to the Rosh.